Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you on, we're taping it on Sunday, May 28th, 2022. You'll hear it tomorrow. And my guests are two dangling champs and one champion in our hearts. It's Rob Benedict, Padgett Brewster, and Adam Caton Holland. Hello.
Woo-hoo.
Hello.
Hi, Doug.
Hi. Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically. He's God on Supernatural, but just Rob in real life. It's Rob Benedict.
Hi. Hi. It's good to be back.
How's it going, man?
Really good. I think this is my third time.
I think you've done it on stage at UCB and then over the Zoom like this.
Yes, which was the infinite It Now Fuck show where Padgett was supposed to be there, but she didn't write it down in the diary correctly. So she was like, It Now, she texted us all, It Now Fuck. And now that's the name of our text chain.
Yeah, that became our group chat. It's called It Now Fuck.
I can explain.
I think you got to explain like on the very next episode or something. Yeah. I think you came on.
I think I did. Yeah.
And of course, you're the next alphabetically. Our winner from last week, it's Criminal Mind Padgett Brewster.
Me!
That's you. How's it been since when did you win?
A couple days ago.
Yeah.
Well,
does it feel good to be a champ all this time?
It feels great. I don't want to lose today. I want to keep winning. I made a nice chicken pot pie.
Ooh.
I think I finally nailed macaroni and cheese from scratch. Never will be as good as Kraft, but it's hard to make.
Isn't that wild how Kraft is so good, but it just seems so simple.
So good. But yeah, macaroni and cheese, it's tough. I've spent over a decade trying to make macaroni and cheese. Now I think I got it. I think I rounded the horn.
Well, today, not only do you have to deal with Rob Benedict, who's no chopped liver, but also... Mm-hmm. Another dangling champ from the Mother's Day show we did in Denver, Colorado. It's Adam Caton Holland.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
I should stress to Rob and to Padgett, because we all watch The Bachelor and appear on Arden Mirren's podcast, Will You Accept This Rose, that his last name is Caton Holland. It's not Clayton.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah, he's not that thick-necked idiot that we all hated.
Okay. I had thinking for the clarification.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And wait, isn't it aren't we supposed to pronounce it Arden Marine?
Yeah,
like what the good, the few, the brave, the Marines? Arden Mirren.
Mirren.
Like Helen Mirren.
Really difficult because it really does look like Mirren.
Yeah. It looks like it should be Mirren.
Yeah.
The proper pronunciation is Mirren, but I had never heard it said that way until I was on At Midnight with Chris Hardwick and he said it that way. And then I said, Arden, that's how you say it. And she's like, yeah, everybody's been saying it wrong.
Yeah, I did. I said it wrong for years.
Yeah, so I'll still fall back on Mirren sometimes, but I guess it's supposed to be Marine.
Yeah.
So nobody tell her that I did that.
No.
Well,
no,
it's Norwegian or something. I mean, come on.
At least we're not recording it.
No, that's the best part is that this is live and there's no way she'll ever access it.
Well, but, I appreciate you going on the offense for Adam Caton over Adam Clayton. I appreciate it every time, Doug. It's just professional. It's courteous.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a mistake people probably made before that dumb Bachelor came along, and then he just made it worse.
Didn't help.
The bass player of U2 didn't help.
Bass player of U2 didn't help. Adam Clayton Powell, for whom there's a boulevard named after in New York City, he didn't help. Everyone's against me.
Uh-oh.
I think you might be the only... I mean, Caton's not really a common last name.
No, it's not. It's not. But, thanks to appearances like this, it's really growing in the zeitgeist.
Well, we will definitely get you on Wide World of Doug sometimes because that's where we talk exclusively about our names and how they influence us.
Hell but yeah.
That's another podcast. This one is about movies, I believe. pretty sure that's what we dwell on this show. And before we play our games today, I like to go around the Zoom room and ask everybody to recommend one movie. We'll start with Paget. What's your recommendation today?
My recommendation today is James Cameron's 1989 masterpiece, The Abyss.
Mm. Wow.
I love it. I love it. I've seen it many times.
Yeah, it's,
underwater aliens. It
had some groundbreaking effects in there.
Really impressive.
Lots of good character actors.
Yep.
Todd Graff with a pet rat that I still don't understand the scene where they put it underwater and it can breathe. Apparently that's real science in that.
No,
in that
that's
sequence.
Real. They put it in liquid oxygen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And babies, you can put a baby in liquid oxygen. And they had to fill Ed Harris's suit with liquid oxygen. Because he was going down so far. That's why they did it with the rat first.
I thought you were going to say they had to fill his suit with babies.
Very strange writer. Very strange writer.
Also, that movie features, interestingly enough, a dramatic turn from Chris Elliott.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, he plays a guy on a ship that notices something's going on with that abyss.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's good. He's good. Everyone's good in it. Michael Biehn. Everyone's really good in it.
I got to go back and check it out. I saw it back in the day, but I remember it being a gem.
It's intense and then also serene. And it really, there's a lot that happens in the, in its running time. And, now we got, finally got Avatar 2's finally coming out. Like, 10 years later, however long it's been.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see because I feel like James Cameron's always been so good with, the visuals, but the acting and the characters not as much. I mean, that's why I like what's so great about The Abyss is all the actors are so good.
Yeah, yeah.
That they're able to, get through it. Okay, but he's got some... He's got some shaky performances in some of his movies.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that's a concern of his.
Right.
Between him and George Lucas, I think they're the most least concerned about the actors of anybody. They just hire somebody and hope for the best. All right. So that's a good one, Paget. Did you just watch it recently?
Yeah. And I forgot when we did this the other day, I forgot that I had just seen The Abyss. So I was naming what I had started watching the night before, which was the George Carlin documentary.
Yeah. Right. And so where did you, do you remember where you saw The Abyss? Is it available somewhere?
Oh, I didn't look up.
That's all
right. I didn't look up where I watched it. I'm guessing Netflix or Hulu could have been on HBO, but I, yeah, you know, I did. I held up the little Apple remote control and said, "The Abyss," because I like talking like a robot when I'm asking the remote to find me something.
Do you put the remote up to your mouth when you say it? Okay, yeah. Me too. That's what you're supposed to do, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too, but I'm not sure if I'm just doing that or if like the box hears me. I don't know.
I mean, hopefully you don't have Siri on because that means someone's listening to you all the time.
Well, there's that.
But I like how the thing on Roku, when you ask it something, it'll start with thinking. Like, okay, no, you shouldn't be thinking. You should just be a computer that knows the answer or does it. I don't even need you to mull it over.
What's 2 + 2? Thinking.
Thinking. Oh, sorry, I can't access that.
Rob, I would Benedict, respect, what, yeah.
Yes.
What do you got to recommend?
So, gosh, I really enjoyed Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah.
That's come up a few times on this show in this particular segment because it feels like everybody who comes across it once they do just loves it. It's just such a, it's so innovative, but then also uses things we already know a lot as well. It's like really a great combination of both.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And such a good job. And just the visuals are amazing. And I haven't seen any of their work before that, the directors.
You haven't seen the Daniel Radcliffe is the farting corpse?
Right. No, I haven't seen
Swiss
that.
Swiss Army Man?
Yeah, Swiss Army
Man. They did that movie? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you already know what you're in for with them, which is just any kind of weirdness could happen. And, but very entertaining.
Yeah.
So let's go to Adam.
You know, a movie what that I saw it? Recently that just blew my mind is a movie called Shit House.
What?
It's called Shit House.
Come on.
I kid you not. And it's like, it's the asterisk. It's all blurred out, but it's Shit House. It's a 2020 movie about just a lonely college freshman. This dude named Cooper Rafe played the guy and he directed it. And it's just brilliantly done. It's like a tiny, small indie film about a sad college freshman. And I just loved it. And I've talked to a couple of friends of mine who are film nerds and they're like, yes, that movie's great. It's just this obscure film that once you see it, you're like, man, they just did a lot with a little. And I love movies like that. So Shit House. Well, it's an excellent movie.
I can tell you this right now from my own personal experience. His follow-up film is even better.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Cha-Cha Real Smooth. And the same guy, he's the writer, director, and actor in it. He plays a bar mitzvah DJ. So that's why it's called that, because of the the kind of dances they do at those events. And Dakota Johnson is his co-star, along with a young actress who is an actual autistic actress playing an autistic person. And it played at this last South by Southwest, and it's just incredible. It's very, very entertaining movie.
What is that one called again? The second one?
Cha-Cha Real Smooth.
Cha-Cha.
That guy, Cooper Rafe, he's super talented.
It's not out yet. It's not out for another minute or two. Yeah, it won't be out for a second, I think. But I think it'll be a potential awards player in the upcoming year.
Nice. I'm going to check that out. I just went to my 20-year college reunion and it put me in the mood of remembering that stuff. And this movie really spoke to those feelings.
Yeah.
So I just loved it.
Cool.
Yeah. Shit House is, I'm sure it's on one or more of the streamers. And Dylan Galula, who is co-starred in that one, she's been a guest here on Doug Loves Movies.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Very cool.
But those are three terrific. If people are looking for something to watch this Memorial Day weekend, especially something that's not depressing, I think these are all excellent choices. And thanks for that. And we will be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We are back and it's time to play some games. How's everybody feeling?
I'm always nervous. Very nervous.
For me, it's cautious optimism, but yeah, Rob, I'm feeling that.
Well, I'm not. I'm here to win. Okay. I'm a champion.
All right. Well, let's.
He's intimidating.
It's just so intimidating.
Let's just cut to the chase and let's just call Padgett the winner today.
Okay, guys. Good seeing everyone.
Yeah. No, I want to earn it. I want to earn it.
Okay.
I was ready to just plug shit and get out, but all right.
I've lost more times than I've won, though. Let's face it.
I was interested to see if any of you during the recommendations might bring up a brand new movie that everyone who watches it seems to be quite enthralled with called Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. I'm serious.
Yeah, I know you're serious.
It is an unofficial sequel to and just as good, I think, as Roger Rabbit.
You think it's that good?
It is a movie that brings out all these random ass animated characters from the past. So it hits all these nostalgia buttons. And then, Andy Samberg and John Mulaney are the voices of the two chipmunks. They're not all, sped up high voiced talkers. They're like actors who played those roles is how they're depicted in this movie. And it's about, they had a falling out and it's about them getting back together.
Oh my gosh.
I got a big list of movies to watch here now.
It's on Disney Plus, your home, Padgett. And
amazing.
And it is just an absolute delight.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So
great.
I'm excited that none of you have seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because it inspired the first game we're going to play today.
Great.
Yeah. It's a game that I like to call Chip or Dale. Every question in this game, every round in this game is a fun fact that you have to determine if it refers to Chip or to Dale or to neither.
Okay.
I'm going to give the first one to Rob and then he gets to guess. If he misses it, then it goes to Padgett, who will be narrowed down to two options. And if she misses it, then Adam's going to get the gimme point.
If I was paying attention.
Yeah, you have to pay attention. And then it moves on from there. Whenever somebody gets a point, the next person in line gets to go first in the next round.
Hey.
And I love that you didn't get any clues from having seen this movie.
None.
You're just going to have to base it on your feelings about the history of the Chip and Dale characters.
Wow. Okay.
This seems cruel.
Yeah. I don't know if I can tell you the difference between Chip and Dale.
Let's see what happens.
That is going to hurt you.
Yeah. That's what
but I feel you're all on the same page.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's why it's fun.
Okay.
All right. Rob Benedict.
Yes.
Chip, Dale, or neither has a red nose.
has a red nose. Gosh. And both isn't an option, correct?
No, it's either neither of them have a red nose, or it's Chip, or it's Dale.
Okay, I'm going to say neither.
You're going neither with the red nose.
Neither that with the red nose.
Fortunately, is incorrect. So we move to Paget. So it's either Chip or Dale has a red nose. Which one do you think it is?
It is Dale.
You're saying this is factually or just
no.
A strong guess?
I like the name Dale.
Is that going to be your answer every time today?
Maybe.
That is correct.
Oh my God.
Dale has a red nose and Chip has a black nose.
I thought they were twins.
I thought they're both chipmunks.
Yeah. Well, they were given the nose difference after their first appearance or our first couple of appearances in Disney shorts. Somebody said, we got to be able to tell these dudes apart.
Oh. Wow.
So that's when they went red and black. And when you go to like the Disney parks and stuff, it's always... I always like to quiz them which one they are.
Well, also Dale drinks.
All right. Well, you don't want to give away information about that might play later in this game. But Paget's on the board with 1 point. And now we go to Adam gets to start us off on this next one.
All right.
All right. The fact is, the statement is the older brother, is it Chip or Dale or neither?
I'm going to say Chip is the older brother because that's what my heart is telling me.
Oh, damn. Heart failure.
Ah!
That is incorrect. Let's go to Rob.
Ah.
What does
neither would mean they're born in the exact same day, and that would make them twins or something, but they have different colored noses, so that doesn't make sense. So I'm going to say Dale is the older brother.
You're going with Dale.
That's what I was going to go with.
Maybe. Do you want to go with Tucker?
Is Tucker on the board?
No. I just thought of Tucker and Dale. That is incorrect.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So that means that Paget just picks up an easy point.
Man, aren't they cousins? It's neither, right?
It is never, in the initial shorts, it is never made clear what their relationship is to each other. And then in this new movie, they are definitely not brothers. So neither one of them is the older brother.
Right. It's a trick question.
Yeah. But strangely, they never get into it in the old cartoons. Adam, you're up first in this next one.
Okay. I'm sort of ready, I guess.
Chip, Dale, or neither appeared solo in the short called Nut Watch.
I'm going to say Chip did because Chip hasn't won a point yet, and I feel like it's out there for him.
Oh yeah, Chip needs to get a shot, but unfortunately,
damn it, Doug,
that is not the answer. Rob, what do you think?
Oh man. Can you repeat the question? Yes.
Rob, you were up for Nut Watch for a minute, weren't you?
I was for a second. I definitely read for it. They told me they went a different way.
Appeared solo in the short called Nut Watch.
All right. You know, I'm going to say... Oh, man. Do you ever have Chip and Dale never together? Like, Nut Watch. This is neither. This is neither. This is not real. It's neither.
You sure?
No.
But that's your answer.
That's my answer.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yes, that is correct. I made up Nut Watch. It's not a short that ever existed.
Nut
and
Watch.
They also never managed to appear in a solo capacity, even though that's part of the storyline of this movie is that they break up because one of them goes off and does a pilot for a show by himself. and then that doesn't work out. So they both end up on the skids. Okay, so who got that one?
That was Rob Benedict.
Rob is on the board, but we're back to Padgett, who's just running away with this thing. Chip, Dale, or neither has always been voiced by men.
I'm gonna say neither. Wait. Well, you just said those two guys voiced it in the movie.
Right.
So, okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, so it's not neither. It's, always. Have they always been voiced by men? No, the answer is neither. Have always been voiced by men.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, they were voiced by women.
Yes.
And then eventually they were voiced by men with their voices sped up so that they'd be higher pitched.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, in this movie, they just talk like John Mulaney and Adam Sandberg or Andy Sandberg. And they, when they're acting on set, then they do the chipmunk voices.
Oh, really?
that's the idea, is that they're just actors. So they, when they play the characters on screen, they talk in those high pitched voices. So they're
like Maria Bamford.
Yeah, basically.
Got it.
Yeah. And all the little things that they do with these characters in this movie it's really entertaining. Okay, it's another point for Padgett. She's running away with it, but Adam, here's your chance to get on the board.
Okay, here we go.
Chip, Dale, or neither wears pants sometimes.
I've just been wrong in every which way, but I haven't been wrong by saying neither yet. So I'm going neither.
You're going neither, and it finally worked for you.
Yes.
They always do not have pants, and they even in this new movie refer to the fact that girl characters need to put some pants on, but the boys don't have to. Which makes zero sense when it comes to anatomy. But Adam's on the board. Rob, you're up now.
All right.
At the beginning of this new movie, the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers movie, who works as a real estate agent? Is it Chip or Dale or neither?
I'm just trying to think of the facts we know so far. They're actually actors who, like, this is their normal life, right? But they haven't been working here together in a while. So it makes sense that someone's actually a realtor and we haven't said Chip yet. So I'm going to say Chip.
You're going Chip. The real estate agent. You can see his face on a bus bench.
Right?
I'm sorry.
Wow. I thought your reasoning was sound.
It's not Chip. So, Padgett, is it Dale or neither that works as a real estate agent?
I guess Dale.
You're going Dale?
It's too specific for you to make that up. Maybe now. Oh, Nutwatch!
Oh.
there's a free point for Adam.
Yes, I'll take it.
What's your answer, Adam?
Neither.
Neither is correct. And you want to know why neither of them are in real estate?
Why?
No.
Because Chip is actually in the insurance game. He works in the insurance industry.
Brutal.
And Dale?
Doug, that was a cheeky little curveball by you, buddy.
It really was.
Dale's just hanging around, just hoping for another break as an actor. I don't think he has a new gig. All right. So, Rob, it's back to you.
Okay.
And this is our final question. So it's just about your dignity at this point.
Yeah, which Lord knows is barely there.
Padgett's officially our winner, but which one, Chip or Dale or neither, is briefly the boyfriend of the girl character from the Rescue Ranger series, Gadget Hack Wrench.
Okay. It's got to be Chip. We haven't had any Chip answers in the whole game, and that's my only logic here.
Yeah.
It makes sense that would be a plot point. Mm-hmm. So just if nothing else is we haven't had a Chip yet, I'm going Chip for a full point.
Okay. That's wrong.
Oh my God.
Dang it.
Oh dear.
I wish it didn't matter to me so much.
Yeah.
Padgett, do you want to just really run away with this thing?
Neither.
Neither is correct.
Oh, wow. Out on a limb with another, that one.
It's another tricky one. They both had a crush on her, but it was that she always kept it platonic.
Oh.
Yeah, they never did that. You know, there was a triangle that never came together.
Oh.
And they, get back together with her in this new movie. That I cannot recommend enough. And Padgett is our winner of our first game
Padgett.
Today.
Yeah.
Don't be too down, fellas, because all it means is she gets to go first in our next game that we will play right after these messages. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and Padgett has a chance to remain champion of the show if she wins in our next game, but Rob and Adam are going to give her a run for her money. Uh-oh. And the game is called Parental Guidance.
Okay.
Here's how it works. If you go on the good old IMDb, they love to have warnings for parents for, you know, excessive use of alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, swearing, violence, sex, and overall intensity. And it's just crowdsourced, you know, like people just go on there and just add things to it, like, you know, that they think parents should be concerned about. So I will read the parental guidance suggestions for a particular, very famous movie. And Padgett will get to hear the first one. And then Adam will hear the next one. And then we'll add a third one when it's Rob's turn. And if nobody has gotten it by that point, it goes back to Padgett with the fourth and final clue, which should give it away.
Oh, boy. Okay. So this is an advantage going first, kind of.
In this first round, yes. And then in each round, someone else will get to go first. So everybody will have a crack at the easiest clue if it makes it all the way to the fourth clue. And then, but Padgett, you are in an advantageous position if it goes all the way to
four.
If we do a tiebreaker, then you will again get the first and fourth clues in the tiebreaker.
Home field advantage.
Yeah.
Well, there's no way for me to get it on one because if it's violence, language, smoking, that's so many. There's no way for me to know.
Sure. Well, it's really specific things that might, you know, when I read it to you, might ring a bell.
Okay.
And then, you know, so just guess. There's a game that I love playing every day now on the internet called Framed.
Yeah, I love that game.
Where they just show you in order six stills from, you know, six still shots from a movie. And it's often just close ups and weird shots that don't necessarily give it away.
Yeah.
And they get easier as it goes along. And I think I've only failed to solve it like once or twice. I play it every day. And it's a similar sort of thing here where, like, you just never know. Sometimes an image might just, you know, or an idea or something that they suggest is something parents should look out for might just strike a chord, ring a bell, and you might So just, you know, just as educated guest time, basically.
Okay.
Padgett, what movie has the parental guidance on IMDb that says pussy is used once as an insult?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, you pussy.
No, Green Goblin didn't say that once.
That is incorrect. That would be great though if he did. It's probably what Willem Dafoe riffed on set.
I'm sure he said it.
3-year-old's obsessed with Spider-Man. He's like, "Dad, I'm Spidey," and I'm just going to respond with that today and see what the wife thinks.
Just say you pussy.
You pussy. Pussy.
Say it how Willem Dafoe would have said it.
All right, so
hey, Spider-Man.
Obviously, the first clue is a tough one, but now Adam got to hear that clue and one more to help him determine his guess.
Okay.
Adam, pussies used once as an insult, and lots of men are shown drinking in one scene.
Animal House.
That is a terrific guess, but not the answer. But I would think probably both of those things apply to that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Rob with the third clue. And the clue is the final battle is extremely intense.
Unlike the lackluster final battles of most movies.
Yeah.
This one is intense.
Yeah, this
plus one just limped to a finish.
Look out for this one. You think Helm's Deep was intense? You think Little Bighorn was crazy? Now this next clue, Padgett's going to give it away, basically. So I hope I don't embarrass you.
Wait, hold
Adam,
on.
What's your guess?
Did Rob guess anything?
No, I didn't. It was me.
Oh,
it's
Rob,
me.
I'm sorry.
Rob. Yeah, Rob. It's on Rob.
Oh. Yeah. I will say, gosh.
Do it.
Kill Bill, Volume 2.
I'd say Volume 1's the one with more of a battle, but that is incorrect.
I like hearing Rob's wheels turning. I like hearing him do the calculus and get to these answers.
Yeah, I thought the expression was God only knows, but even God can be tricked by these questions. Okay, Padgett.
Yeah.
Please just tell me the name of the movie. Here's the fourth parental concern. Maverick gives the enemy the finger.
Top Gun.
Top Gun is correct.
Oh, that's so, that is, that could have gone so many different ways. I really was afraid I was going to lose that. Like, you guys would all know what it was and I would be the dumb. But you Maverick is like the only name I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the idea, is it's supposed to, supposed to give it away. Now Adam gets to go first in this next round. And if it gets to number four, it should give it
He's
away.
He's going
to,
yeah,
it should, but.
It's the hot seat. You can really
blow it.
There's
a thing called lucky guesses that you can make. All right. Adam?
Yep.
What movie would they say this about, warning the people with children? A scene with prostitutes involved, nothing explicit, but it is part of the plot.
Pretty Woman.
That would very clearly have scenes with prostitutes.
Yeah.
Just the two of them, just Julia Roberts and Laura San Giacomo. But that is not the title I'm looking for. Rob?
Yeah.
In addition to this prostitute situation, the film is overall quite depressing.
The film is overall quite depressing. Leaving Las Vegas.
Oh, that is a movie that is overall quite depressing. But not the one I'm looking for here. And also, I think that one just got the soul, the one prostitute.
The one prostitute, yeah.
I forget if he gets involved with any other
I didn't know if she had friends or I don't know.
I don't know if we see her sitting around the water cooler with the other prostitutes.
Yeah.
So or plural, on a street corner. Plural is a
yeah,
key
a scene
giveaway.
With prostitutes.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Part
okay.
of the plot.
Okay. But, you know, also I should remind everybody that this is just random shit that people write on the internet.
Right.
So it's people's interpretation of these things that happen. All right. So here's the third clue goes to Paget.
Yep.
And it is this. There is non-graphic war violence.
So it's prostitutes. It's depressing. Non-graphic war violence.
Yeah.
The Deer Hunter.
I love that sequence at the beginning, that hour long wedding with all the
prostitutes. Oh yeah.
That's all I can say.
That's a good guess. Everybody's playing well today because sometimes in this game, people can't even muster up guesses. They just give up.
Really?
That's a good guess, but wrong.
But whose children are watching the Deer Hunt?
Oh, my three-year-old's very into it. He loves Spider-Man and the Deer Hunter.
If it's a movie, it's got parental guidance suggestions. It's just the way it is.
Okay,
they find things to say.
Okay, please bring it home. I need to know what this movie is.
Adam. All right, Adam, are you ready for the giveaway?
No, I'm nervous. Yeah, let's do it, Doug.
You better get this. I'll be mad at you if you don't.
Oh, no.
Lieutenant Dan loses his legs in Vietnam.
Yes. I do believe it's a little indie called Forrest Gump.
That is correct.
Yes. Prostitutes.
Yes.
Nonviolent war was really throwing me, but that's the perfect description of Forrest Gump.
Yeah, no, all of that stuff actually applies. But boy, it's very misleading when you're trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
oh, wait, it's depressing. Oh, I guess. Well, because she dies.
Oh, it's like it's nonstop. Oops. Bad things happen to Forrest and everybody he knows.
I would argue that's a misnomer. I mean, it's definitely nonstop, but I feel like it's an uplifting film because it was like it was like Oscar catnip. They had to have a happy spin on all that shit.
Yeah,
it's pretty happy when his girl, the only woman he's ever loved, dies of AIDS, and he just sits on a park bench saying bullshit to strangers.
But he eats candy, Doug.
Plays ping pong. Grows a beard.
I would have said Apocalypse Now.
That would be so funny. I'd love to see a scene where Forrest Gump says, you know, the thing he likes about chocolates is that you never know what you're going to get. And then he just bites into something and just makes a face like it tastes like absolute shit.
Dude, somebody in Doug Love's Movie Land needs to do some like Photoshop artwork of Brando and Apocalypse Now and that chilling scene in Forrest Gump's just like in the background. Like, exactly. Didn't show that part of the movie.
Exactly.
All right, so Paget and Adam are both have a point, and Rob, this is your time to shine.
My time to shine. This is it.
You get the first clue this time, and okay. It probably will not get you there, but awesome. there's always a lucky guess.
Always tomorrow. Okay.
All right. What movie do you think they say is insanely bloody, brutal, sadistic, vicious, and messy violence throughout?
I'm gonna mute. I have to mute. I'm gonna start coughing.
Oh man.
Paget can't let it get out that she's got raging COVID right now. She just can't let that go.
I don't know why this game is making me laugh so hard. It's picturing people like being angry and writing in.
Just brutal. Like, yeah, exactly.
About movies that no child should be watching. I don't know. I'm sorry. I just love it. I love it.
All right. Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah. Let's hear it again.
Okay. Insanely bloody, brutal, sadistic, vicious, and messy violence throughout.
So many movies. Okay. I will say that is that's I already said Kill Bill. I'm gonna say that's the Hateful Eight.
I'm sorry, that's not correct. But pretty apt, pretty good description of that movie. But now we move to Padgett.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
A character strangles another character to death. Hang on, there's more. It goes on to say, very graphic.
Straw Dogs?
Wow, Straw Dogs. I haven't thought about that movie in forever.
Now, which one? Is it Dustin Hoffman or James Marsden?
Dustin Hoffman.
The OG dog.
You know, I showed Straw Dogs to Timmy the other day, and he, you know, he thought it was pretty...
My 3.5-year-old loves Straw Dogs.
So why? Stop.
Okay. Adam, are you ready?
Yeah.
A woman is shot in the leg but survives.
I'm gonna go with the Tim Allen vehicle Wild Hogs.
The confidence with which you started had me so excited.
Yeah,
I want to mention Wild Hogs anytime you have me on this pod. I'm bringing up Wild Hogs. That's just my thing.
It's always worth a mention, but that's not the answer.
God damn it.
Yeah, I wish that there was insanely bloody, brutal, sadistic, vicious, and messy violence throughout Wild Hogs. Okay, Rob, here's your chance.
So nervous.
To walk away with a point and a three-way tie. You're going to force a tie.
Okay.
Or it'll just be between Padgett and Adam if you don't get it.
Okay.
But again, I really sincerely hope that this clue just gives it away.
Okay.
Hitler being brutally shot while comedic might be pretty intense for some viewers. Hitler.
Right.
Hitler being shot.
Uh-huh. Well, that's that would be Inglourious Bastards.
That is correct.
I thought it might
be. Don't see Hitler getting shot in the face too often in motion pictures.
Right. Not enough.
That kind of narrows it down. But I was really excited when Hateful Eight and Kill Bill were coming out. I was like, holy shit, somebody's on the right trail here.
I know. All right. Yeah. Woof. Woof.
All right. It's a three-way tie, which means that Padgett having won the first game really helps her out here because... on this last one, she gets the first clue and that fourth clue will give it away if it gets to there, to that point. So everybody has to make their best possible guesses. And Padgett, what movie do they say this about? The main characters are in mortal danger for a large portion of the film.
Flatliners.
they put themselves in quite a lot of danger. Oh, wait, which one? Julia Roberts or Elliot Page?
I didn't know there was a remake.
Yeah, there was.
They remade it a few years ago.
This whole game is so ludicrous. I haven't.
Okay, Adam, you ready?
So ready.
In addition to the main characters are in mortal danger for a large portion of the film, the next clue is a few jump scares.
A few jump scares in addition to the characters being in danger for the entire film. The horror movie, The Descent.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Oh.
That one really creeped me out.
Yeah, and both of those sentences would apply to that movie, but that's not what I was looking for.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, Rob?
Yeah.
Here's the third clue.
Okay.
People in this movie smoke cigarettes and drink canned beer.
I'm going to say the original Friday the 13th.
Another terrific guess. If it was all about who the best guessers were, the three of you are just, you're doing incredible work. No, that is not the answer.
Maybe you should do another pod, the best guessers, and we could be on that.
Yeah. We lose every game, but it's fun.
All right, Padgett.
Ready?
The sentence I'm about to say should tell you the title of this movie in so many words. And then you will be our winner today if you say it. Yeah, this is, it all comes down to this. The chest buster scene might be the most terrifying in the franchise.
Alien
is correct.
Oh, that movie. I've seen that movie so many times. They do smoke cigarettes and have canned beer.
Canned beer dated.
There are jump scares.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I didn't use it in this game, but they go into such detail about how every aspect of what Ridley is dressed like in the final scene.
Because she's not wearing a bra.
She's braless. So they point out that her nipples are hard.
Yeah.
And they point out that you could see her butt crack in her panties. And it goes on for so long. It's just like, I got to see this movie. It's crazy. But congratulations, Padgett. You did it.
Oh, my God. I did it. I'm so excited.
Done. You did it again.
It really was more default, though. I just got ahead in that first game.
It really helped you out. Your knowledge of Chip and Dale, like the fact that you know Chip and Dale and Alien, you're so well rounded.
Very versatile.
I can't compete with that.
No one can.
But Padgett gets to go first then in our round of self-promotion. What have you got to plug, Padgett?
I have Bird Girl Season 2 is starting up on Adult Swim. I want to say June. It's June 19th, my friends, on Father's Day. Bird Girl, tell your dad.
Dads love Bird Girl.
Yeah, and I like doing Doug Loves Movies podcast with my friends. So this is coming out soon.
plug this episode.
This will be out tonight if you want to say, you know, happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Oh, wait, that's very serious. Happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not supposed to say it with a smile.
No, I've been laughing myself silly with that. Now I just want to go see what everyone's writing into IMDb. I didn't know people did that.
Yeah, and it'll even say on the parental guidance, it'll say which ones are spoilers before you have to click on them to see it.
So, like, you know, they
They try not to give anything away, but I think they give away way too much, even when they don't say it's a spoiler. Adam, Caden Holland, thank you for being here. What would you like to promote?
You know, my friends and I do a podcast called The Grolic Saves the World. It's my little comedy troupe that we did a TV show with. The Grolic Saves the World is a podcast if you're looking for one. And I got some shows this month. I'm in Portland this month and in Chicago this month. So look me up and come out to a show in one of those cities if you're so inclined.
All righty. And Rob Benedict?
Yes. I just finished working on a movie called Clear Mind. It's a horror movie, an indie horror movie that should be out early next year. And I'm hosting a podcast also with my friend Richard Speight Jr. And it's a rewatch podcast of Supernatural, which I actually never really sat down and watched. So we're going from the beginning. And, you know, there are about 326 episodes to get through.
Wow.
God, yeah. You're crazy.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot.
I heard a rumor that Paget Brewster is going through and watching all the episodes of Friends.
Yeah, I did. I stopped after Chandler and Monica, when everybody found out about Chandler and Monica. I got to start up again. But right now I have to watch all these movies. I have to find that Chip and Dale.
Yeah,
Chip you and love Dale. So much.
And the other one,
Shithouse.
Adam. Yeah.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Nut Watch.
It's a short.
Yeah, for Everywhere All at Once, you'd have to traipse out to the theaters currently, but I'm sure it'll be popping up on demand in another, you know, few weeks or so. It probably gets that, like, 8-week or 3-month window before that happens. But it's terrific. And if you're a Jamie Lee Curtis fan, it's a very unusual performance from her in that movie.
Wow.
Yeah, you might have seen pictures of it on the internet. She just goes ahead and lets herself go for this particular role.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
She's wearing a tight polyester shirt, and she's like, yeah, let my gut out.
Yeah.
She's terrific.
Oh, I love her. I can't wait.
Yeah, potential, she might get some awards for that, especially the Golden Globes, where they have a comedy category, because she's quite funny in it.
Yeah, brilliant.
Do I have to plug? Oh, well, speaking of Father's Day, I'm doing a Doug Loves Movies live in person at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles on Sunday, June 19th at 4:20. Bring your dads and your grads to that one. And thanks again to Rob Benedict, Paget Brewster, and Adam Caton Holland.
Thank you so much.
Doug.
Thanks for having me.
Super fun time.
Doug, that made me laugh so hard. Guys, you guys made me laugh so hard. I haven't laughed that hard this whole, for years. I laughed so hard I had to mute my headset. I hurt my throat. That was so much fun.
It's good. Me too.
Well, I end every episode these days with the last line from a motion picture, and I usually try to pick something that came up during the show. And, of course, the new Maverick Top Gun movie is out in theaters now, but I'm going to close today with the final line from the original Top Gun. It's not one of those clever buttons that you put at the end of a movie. It's just sort of a kind of thing that just sort of trails off. And goes like this. As always, I don't know, but it's looking good this time.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause